Today is Tmura Dapei, which is massive Shas Sugya Daf. We'll start on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, where the Shas Sugya begins. I'm going to read it first, and I'll give you a little background. Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Kol Milsa the Amar Rachmana Lo Savid, anything that the Torah says do not do, or is impermissible to do, Im Avid, if you go ahead and do it, for example, a Kohen Gadol marrying a Grusha, an Amano, or a Kohen marrying a Grusha, E Avid, if you go do it, Mahani, the Chalos still works. It still works. You violate an Isra, but it still accomplishes something. As far as the Isak Adaitak Lo Mahani, because if you would think that there is no outcome, that it doesn't accomplish the outcome, am I lucky? Why do you get Malkus? Rabbi's understanding is you have to get Malkus if you violate something. If you didn't violate anything, if nothing happened, then why would you get Malkus? Rabbi says no. Rabbi Amar Lo Mahani. If the Torah tells you you're not allowed to do something, and you go ahead and you do it, you didn't accomplish anything. So why do you get Malkus in certain these situations? V'hai de lucky. Mishum de avar meimid de rachmanahu. You get Malkus because you violated the Torah. The Torah said don't do something. You said to do something. You violated the words of the Torah. By violating the words of the Torah, that subjects you to Malkus. Now, granted, this is very difficult. Abaye says, "Komus arachmanu lo im avi mahani." Well, because if not, who says you get Malkus in every situation? Why do you get Malkus? Anyway, what's the and Rava says, whatever you do, if the Torah tells you not to do it and you do it, then it means nothing happened. Well, ask a ton of shilas. First of all, the Gemara is not going to go back and forth. I think 14 or 15 cases asking one way or another. Rishonim add tremendous amounts of others. I'd love to do a survey to find out throughout Shas. And we showing him where they all ask, well, why did you ask this as a raya on this machlokas? So, but the first thing that the major question people have is, what's Tosfos touches on it? Tosfos' first question is kasha. Look at the bottom Tosfos talking about Rava. Im kain shochet pesach al chametz. If you shechted the korban pesach when you had the chametz, you violate a law. Well, tishchat al chametz dam zivchi. Nevertheless, it's kosher. Still has a valid. Why? According to Rava, you just violated this. Sir. How does it work? What about shechit on Shabbos? You shechit an animal on Shabbos. Okay, I violated this on Shabbos. I did a mezuzah in Chayav Skila. I did it for children. Okay, fine. So then what are you making these rules for? So major question, shechit on Shabbos. How does that work? According to Rava, if I do something in violation of the Torah's words, it shouldn't have an effect. Well, how do these things have effect? So there are tons of answers I've given. I'm just going to give one answer that I think I understand from Melachanan in the Kovetz Aras. He talks about it in places. He talks about it in Siman Ayin Dalid. And he says, Siman Ayin Dalid says as follows. He says, It's okay. I like it. It's better. Say, it's okay. Yeah. The hak klala the e avi lo mahani yesh makushes harve. There are many questions. You go mishchitas harosuros. All these things you can see to us. Number one, you accomplish something. On Shabbos you violate Shabbos, but the shchitas a good shchita. It's no longer nevela. It's a good shchita. Also bezbino pechulim mazara bekachim mechutz. Name us shalot tol hashchita. Let's say that the shchita shouldn't work. The tar meaning nevela, it shouldn't work. So it says v'yesh lomar. He answers You can't talk about an action. If it was an action and it happens in Mela by itself, it happens. Torah tells me don't kill. I kill somebody. It's as if I didn't kill him. Bottom line, look at the action. It happens. Look at the reality happens. Right? Shakar nasis v'iyafshel abatla. Ela al chalos din hayotz me'maisid. The only time you say iyafshel abatla is on the chalos. If a chalos has to be chal on the maisa, that's when you say it doesn't according to Rava. If a Kohen Gadol marries assuming without the answer that the Gemara will give, a Kohen Gadol marries an Amana, so there's a Chalos now of Kiddushin. So with that, Rava will say, you can't say that the Kiddushin wasn't, you can't say the money wasn't given. There was still a Maisik Kiddushin. It's only with a Chalos. And it comes into similar to what Rav Chanan says in Siman Yavav. He says that when it comes to Kol Dvarim Hanasim Ayodei Adam, anything that a person does, Yishnam Shneofanim. There are two ways a person accomplishes an action. Number one is that the chalos din, the outcome, happens via the koach ha'adam. Meaning, I input what I do creates the chalos. For example, kinyanim, kiddushin, gerushin. The person himself creates the chalos. I give the money, and there's a kiddushin. But there's another way, is where the mice itself, without the person, right, creates the chalos din. But shchita. It's sort of a halacha. I chef the animal. I didn't create the kosher animal now. There's a halacha shchita via the way I do it. So it's two different ways. Right? Even though you need the koach of the gavra to accomplish it, nevertheless, it's not the person, it's the shchita who does it, because that's the halacha. Okay? So he says, he quotes here, I think, like 14 naftimines between them, but one of them that he mentions, he says, Odiyesh naftimin habri mizik, don't be e avi lo mahani. It's the same thing he says back when we just read. Lo shaya hakola el hecha din nifal aide koach adam. The only time you can have the concept of e avi lo mahani, according to Rava, is if you're talking about a case where the person creates the chalos by gerushin, by kiddushin, by mekadesh chayav elavin that we mentioned, if you torim, but by shchita it happens v'neila. The chalos happens by itself. You shef something. You can't put your own tenayim in shchita. It happens automatically. So something happens automatically. The chalos happens automatically. You can't say e'avid lo mahani. That's why there's no question of shchita on Shabbos. Shchita on Shabbos didn't work. It's as if you didn't do the shchita. What do you mean? It's a chalos. It happens automatically. Kiddushin, I have to impart. I have to have the kavana. I have to create the chalos. There you can say, Rabbi can say, e'avid lo mahani. Just to let everyone know, today's shir is sponsored by the Shimon family, the Zeicha Nishmas Chayablima Bas Mordechai, whose yahrzeit is tomorrow. The Shama should have an aliyah. Okay, we'll say it again at the end. So that's what the Gemara said. Again, Amar Abai, Kol Nos, Amar Rachman, Lo Tav, Vidim, Avi, Mahani, Yisakatat, Lo Mahani, Amai, Laki, Rabba, Amar Lo Mahani, Midi, the Hai, the Laki, you want to get Makush, and the Amar, Amem, the Rachman, fine. Now the Gemara is going to ask a whole bunch of questions, I believe 14 questions, one going back and forth, one way or the other, on Abai and Rabba, to say, well, here, Rabba, Abai, you say it should work, well, I hear it doesn't work. Rabba, you say it shouldn't work, here it does work. So what's the reason? And then in each question also, they're going to say, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk shows that it doesn't work, that it does work, Rava. So Rava says, I need the pasuk to teach me this thing. So why do you need the pasuk? Because it works. You know it works anyway. So we need the pasuk for it. So that's going to be the MO for most of the Gemara today and some of it tomorrow as well. So Meisvei, they ask the following question: the Gemara that we saw yesterday, Onesh Shegirish. Right. So someone was a manis, someone was a rapist, and he has the fee of two. He's obligated to, if she wants, to marry the victim, and he can never divorce her, he can never send her away. Onesh Shegirish. But he does. He sends her away. Onesh Shegirish. So in Yisrael, who, if he's Yisrael, so what's the din? Machzir. He has to take her back. The Eidol Oke. He doesn't get Malchus. Right? Well, we said yesterday he doesn't get Malchus. A lot from Yitzhak Basay. We'll see that also in the, according to Rava, in the second Manda Amr here. The Iam, in Yisrael, who Machzir, the Eidol Oke. Now, the Gemara asks, the im, if according to Rava, that everything that Torah says, kevin the other amemra drachman alaki, that you get malchus if you violate the words of the Torah, well here, you're violating the words of the Torah. The Torah said, you can never send her away. It says, lo yuchal shalcha. You sent her away. You violate a law. Get malchus. Why don't you get malchus here according to Rava? Hai nami luki, to you, to the Rava. That should be a question to Rava. Look, Rashi says, top Rashi, hai nami luki, klomar. It makes sense according to Abaye why I do not get Malchus in this case, right? The Amr, the Hechadaha Mahani Lilki, they normally, with something that you do, if you can accomplish it, you get Malchus. Lahaki Katani Haka, that's why it says here, the Eno Loke, the Halo Mahani Madavin. What you said, what you did, didn't accomplish anything. I sent her away, so what? You have to take her back. No accomplishment. Yeah, Tosfos, yes, wait a second. So then, someone who, if you didn't accomplish anything, it doesn't mean you didn't accomplish anything that wasn't chal. It means you didn't satisfy anything, because you're going to have to take her back in a minute anyway. It's a more expansive definition of not accomplishing anything. If someone has been with her in between when you sent her away, they didn't violate Eishes Ish. But, so, accomplished that divorce was chal, but it didn't accomplish anything in that, you're not off. You got to take her back. You have an obligation to take her back. So he says, Sheyachal Atzira, right? That, so, because he says the Eino Loki the Halo Mahani my David. Okay, since he didn't do anything, you don't get Malchus. Right? El the Rabba, the Amar the Lo Mahani, he says if you do something, right, that doesn't have an accomplishment here, right, the Hal Lucky Mishun the Amar Mehmed Rahmani, you still get Malchus because you violated the words of the Torah.
Well, there could be a problem here, because let's say he does that, he divorced, and the rabbi says, you've got to take her back.
And he does it.
Okay, no, I'm going to think about it.
Right, okay.
Let me think about it.
The Gemara says...
Think about for 5 years, or think about for 25 years.
Exactly, that's the Gemara's answer. So Amalak Rava, Rava says, Shani Hasan, the din is different over here, the Amar Kra, Lo Yuchal Shlacha Kol Yamav. He doesn't violate the Isser until he basically dies without taking her back. Basically, it's a stand, like Marcel's saying, it's a standing obligation to take her back. Right, that's what he says. Right, Amar Kra, Kol Yamav, but Amar Vahachzer. He's obligated all throughout his life, so the obligation, he doesn't finish violating the Isser until he goes through his entire life without taking
case,
it back.
The Malkush never hard.
What?
In this case, the Malkush never hard.
Exactly, that's what Rav is saying. Rashi says, Lo yachol shachar kol yomav, demashma, dechol yomav lo yuchol shachar. De'im girish yachzir, dechol yomav ba'amud v'hachzir kai. De'hilkach lo avar ha'meimur de'oraisa. He didn't violate the Torah yet. Which is weird, because I think that the idea would be lo yishalcha, he shouldn't... You would think that lo shalcha means that he violated then, and he has obligation his entire life to take her back. They're interpreting Rav now by saying here that you never violate the obligation, never violate the isser until you basically die or she dies without taking her, or she marries somebody else. I don't know. Yeah, this first question is the hardest one. This first question is the hardest one, except for the one that I didn't know and had to look up before. But this first question is the hardest one. So Ula Baye, according to Wabaye, who says, right, that's. If you didn't accomplish anything, you don't get malchus. So here you didn't accomplish anything because you had the obligation to return her. So what do I need kol yama for? I don't get malchus anyway. So what do I need kol yama for? So he says, ilav the amar rachmana kol yama. This is like this one. If the Torah didn't say kol yama, have amina isuruhu de abidle. Usually at that moment he made an isur, and iboy lahader, iboy lo lahader. And if he wants to, he can rectify it by taking her back. He violated an isur. But if he wants, we can take her back. So therefore, Kol Yomav says, no, Kamash Malon, Kol Yomav, that he's obligated to take her back. So, the idea that bothers me about this answer is that, we said that Abai says you don't get Malkus because you didn't accomplish anything. Because you have to take her back.
No, he's giving it the same flip side to it. He's saying that you're over the lav now.
Right.
And you only rectify the lav once you remarry her. If you don't remarry her, you don't rectify the lav.
So
it's the same thing.
So would you get Malkus? Right. So Abai says that the reason why you don't get Malkus is because you didn't accomplish anything. Right? You didn't accomplish anything. But the only way we know that you didn't accomplish anything is because it says Kol Yomav.
Well, then, what's going wrong when you get it? When you get Malkus?
If, let's say he...
So
she dies.
Then just give him Malkus.
Then give him Malkus.
Okay.
Okay, I thought it's different. Difficult. Okay. Lishna Achrina, another way to learn this question from this case. Meispe, the following question. Same case, Ones Shegirish. Right, so you have a guy who was raped and he's obligated to keep her married to her. Again, I think only if she wants. Right, only Shegirish, in Yisrael who, if he is a Yisrael, Maxir Enoloka, he has to take her back, no Malkus, from Kohen who, and if he's a Kohen, Lokiv Enomaxir. He gets Lokiv Malkus right away, he can't take her back because he can't marry a Grusha. So I get, obviously, according to Rava, who says, E Avid Lomahani, if he divorces her, right, the Chalos took place, because if there was no divorce, then why can't he take her back? When Rava says, E Avid Lomahani, he's not allowed to send her away. So the Kohen sends her away. So if you say it doesn't have an effect, well, why can't he take her back? He never divorced her to begin with. So it can't be that the Gittin had no Chalos at all. Otherwise, he didn't do anything. I understand, but that's not the...
He's not allowed to do it, which is why he gets whipped.
But he's not... According to Rabba, if you're not allowed to do something, then you can't... It doesn't happen. It's as if it didn't happen. So he's not allowed to divorce her. So it should be as if he didn't divorce her.
No,
so why can't he stay married to her?
Like he said before.
He's a Kohen.
There are some cases that... It doesn't work, and some cases.
Yeah, but this was the cases where it should work.
I understand.
So you have to confirm it with another answer.
Within this context, it can't work.
Right, Tosas asked the question in the middle of Tosas Meisvei. He says, "Im Tomar," "Kaven de lo mahani gerushin." Since the gerushin doesn't work, l'chayev haba le mishumei shesh. So whoever has been with her before takes her back. Shabbat b'chai for eishes is. I feel called a machzara. The kohen nami amai loke the inomachzir. Havel lemeimer the lochal get klal. The get shouldn't be klal at all. So let's ask the question: why are you for the get klal? According to Rabbah, if you do an action and that's against the Torah and it violates the Torah, it doesn't have an effect. So why does this get have an effect? Why is the kohen? Why can't the kohen take her back? It's as if the get had no effect and therefore they're not divorced.
Oh. He did an action.
So what? You did an action to violate the Torah. According to Rav, you do an action that violates the Torah, it doesn't have an effect. He says, "V'yesh lomer the ikish gerush lamisa the some hekish for gerush and tamisa learns that from some sort of gzeres akasim." I think it's a good question. So the Gemara says, "V'eno machzir katani." Nevertheless, it says, "In Yisrael who machzir." If he's a Yisrael, he's machzir. So the Gemara says that means that the gittin had no effect. You're forced to take her back. According to Abaye, if you do an action and it has an effect, then you should be divorced. Why are you forced to take her back? The Gemara says, "Piyuf to the Abaye." That should be a question to Abaye. Abaye holds that if you violate a commandment of the Torah, your maisim work. So therefore, this gerushin should have an effect, and therefore you should no longer have to take her back. He divorced her. So Gemara says, "Shani hasan rach one amar kol yomav b'mahachir." No, here's the gzeiros hakatzah. The Torah says, "You're right." In the Hanami, most times if I do violate the Torah, the action still is a valid action with the violation. But here, you keep back, the action is not valid because the Torah says, "Kol yomav." You have to keep her back. You have to take her back. It's a little different here because the whole thing is, you'll see with the other Gemaras, there's a separation here because it's valid for a certain point, and you just have to return, and another action has to take place to take her back. All right. The Gemara now says, "V'rava amar loch, ilo katsum kol yomav." What does he need kol yomav for? Of course you have to take her back. It has no effect. Right? Ilo katsum rachmana kol yomav havamina lukiv lehedar. I would think that he gets malchus and takes and has to take her back. The havalei lav greda, diksiv lo yuchal l'sholcha. Lo yuchal l'sholcha makes it sound like it's a lav get malchus. Why does Yisrael not get malchus? So hak katsum krok kol yomav, similar to what Marcel said before, that's what the Torah says, kol yomav l'shvuyei l'ones, makes the law of Nitha Klaase. It's the law of Nitha Klaase now. You divorced her, you can rectify the situation by bringing her back. Kol Yama, bring her back. So therefore, it's a law of Nitha Klaase, just like Nosar. You left it over to Nosar, burn it. You divorced her, take her back. Law of Nitha Klaase, and therefore, no Malchus. What does that mean? A bite doesn't hold, it's a law of Nitha Klaase? I don't understand what that means. Okay. Next case. There'll be a question on Rava. Varei Torein min hara al hayafe, right? If you are makrish your truma, right? You're allowed to makrish from one produce, one group of produce on another group of produce. But let's say you were makrish the bad one, like the rotted apples, that should be truma in order to fix the nice peros. You're not allowed to do that. It makes sense because now what you're doing is you're giving the kohen the garbage and you keep it for yourself the better produce. So torein min truma al hayafe. The Rachmana Amar, the Rachmana says you're not allowed to do that. Right, the Torah says, "Mikol mat noseichem tarimu es kol shumas Hashem mikol chelbo." It says mikol chelbo, and they interpret that the chelev is the good part, mikol chelev, chelbo in. So you can take from the good to the bad, or from the good to the good, but you can't take off from the bad for the good. Right, chelbo in, giruin lo. So therefore, it's an isser. You're not allowed to be mafresh bad from the bad produce on the good truma, on the good produce. Nevertheless, the Mishnah in Truma says, "Tanan." Nevertheless, it's a valid truma. So who's that a question on? It's a question on Rava. Rava, you said how can you say there's a good truma if you violated the words of the Torah? It should be that you didn't create the chalos. It doesn't work. The Torah says you can't do it. You did it. It shouldn't work. Why here does it work? So alma right alama mahani. Why is it working to you for the Rava? It's a question to Rava. So amalach Rava. Rava's gonna say, Shani Hasim, it's different over there. Why? Because Kid Rabbi Ilah, similar to what Rabbi Ilah said, the Amar Rabbi Ilah, Minayim Lutore Minara La Yafe, I don't know if someone takes from the bad produce to pata the good produce, that truma, that's a good truma. It's a Yerushakasa, the Torah says, Shenema, the Pasuk says, Velo Sisu Alav Chait Baharimchem Eschelbo Mimenu. Right? It should not have a sin when you take the truma from the Chelbo Mimenu. The Im Eno Kadosh, Nisias Chait Lama. You know, the Torah is basically saying, don't take the good from the good for the bad, so you won't have an Avera. Meaning, if it didn't accomplish anything, what Avera did you have? You didn't do anything. I don't say why you didn't do anything. You did. You violated the words of the Torah. That's the Avera. That's what Rava says. But the Gemara is saying, what would you have accomplished? What Avera would have taken place? Therefore, the Pasuk is saying that you do an Avera. Don't do that so you won't have an Avera. Right? I don't understand it at all, because the whole point, so what that the Torah says, that you, the Torah is saying that don't do it because you would, so you don't have a sin, and therefore that shows it's valid. How does it show it's valid? Rav said that even it, that's Rav's whole svara. It's not valid, and you get the malchus for violating the words of the Torah. So I don't understand what this raya is. Ula Abaya, okay, according to Abaya, so what do I need? According to Abaya, says it definitely works. So what do I need? Lotisu lavchet. What do I need that pasuk for? I know it works. Ula Abaya, ilav the arachmana, lotisu lavchet, havin hachem rachmana. What if it is following? Right? Avin mitzav bin amukhar, the ilo avid chotelo mikre, kamash malad yachote. He said, Abaya, you said if you didn't have the word chet, you would have thought that taking from the good from the bad, taking for the good from the bad, that's not the mitzvah in a mufchar. But I wouldn't be calling you a chote. We'll call you kamash malad. You're a chote. That you're actually that you're actual sinner. So what's the nafkamina that you're a sinner? I guess A, you get a bad check in Shemayim or an X in Shemayim, whatever it is. Number two, they are nafkaminas legabe when you bring the bikurim. I think right. You say asiti kechol asher amar li elokin. I did everything that Hashem told me to do. Well, if you're doing a veri here now, you can't say that pasuk. You can't say asiti kechol because you didn't. If you just said that you didn't do mitzvah in a mufchar, you can still say it. But if you did a chait, you can't say it anymore. All right, that's question number 2A, I guess. The first one was question number 3. Right? Next. The harei mimin al she'eno mino. You're not allowed to be mafresh truma from one type of produce to another type of produce. For example, you can't mafresh wine as truma. You can't mafresh a truma from wine to fix the shemen. That's tevil. You have to mafresh wine for wine, shemen for shemen. You can't do that. The Amar Rachmana, the pasuk says, Kol chaylev yitzar, the kol chaylev tirish bedagon. You have to do yitzar by itself, chaylev by tirish by itself, dagon by itself. Litin chaylev lezeh v'chaylev zeh. Again, chaylev means the good part. You have to give each one the best for each. You can't be mafresh from one type of produce to another type of produce. Utnan, we have a Mishnah in Truma that says, in Trumos, ain tormin min min shal al she'eno mino. You may not be torim from one min to another min. The im tarum ain trumos a truma. And if you do it, then it's not good truma. Well, that's a question on Abaye. According to Abaye, all right, ain achanami, you violated the isser, but it should still count. But Mishnah says it doesn't count. Alam lo mahani, why doesn't it count? Tiyufta de Abaye, it should be a question on Abaye. What's going to be the answer? Abaye doesn't have because there's a custom. Right? Amalach Abaye, Abaye is going to answer. Shani Hasam, it's different over there because the Torah says, Amakra, Reishi Sam. Right? It's Pasuk says, Reishi Sam. It's the Pasuk is, Kol Chelev Yitzar. The Kol Chelev Tius for Dagon, Reishi Sam, Asher Yitnu Hashem Lechon Esatim. So Reishi Sam is, I guess, more very possessive, only their Reishis. Reishis Lezeh, Vereishis Lezeh. It has to be the tumor for this one and the tumor for that one. Torah makes a lima from the pasuk that tells you it has to be separate. The chen amar Rabbi Law, and so to Rabbi Law, same Rabbi Law we had before, reishu sam. The teacher that you Torah from one min on another min, that's not considered a valid truma. Okay, now the question is, okay, according to Rava, so according to Rava, what do I need reishu sam more? According to Rava, the default is that if you violate the Torah, it doesn't work. So what do I need reishu sam? Reishu sam, Rabbi says, come and teach you that doesn't work. Rava doesn't need that lima. So what does he do with the word of reishu sam? Ula Rava, E lav the Amar Rachmana Reishu Sam. Had it not said Reishu Sam, look at the pasuk. The pasuk, where does it say Chelev? Chelev is said before the word Yitzar, and Chelev is said before the word Tirosh. So you would have thought that it only applies to taking from Chelev, from Yitzar to Tirosh, which is from wine to oil and oil to wine. But it doesn't go to the Dagon, because it doesn't say Chelev on the Dagon. He says E lav the Amar Rachmana Reishu Sam. Haba mina tirosh v'yitzar d'ksiv hu chaylev, right? Who de chaylev? Who de ain tor mizelze? Only those two you can't take truma from one to the other. About tirosh v'dagon, but anything that has to do with the dagon, right? Tirosh v'dagon or dagon the chad chaylev kisbuhu. It only says chaylev in one of those cases. It doesn't say chaylev by the dagon, right? Skip the tarim mehayahai. You think you can take truma from one to the other? Chaser achwana reishu sam. Therefore, the word reishu sam comes and says that the chaylev applies to all three types of produce, and you may not take truma from any of those produces on the other produce. That's Reishis Reishisam. Okay, next question. Baharei Charamim. Back to Erechin, right? Baharei Charamim. I was going to ask one of the questions that Rochon asked about pickle, but I left it out for you. Right. So the din by charamim, right? The Amar Rachmana. What does the Torah say? The Torah says, "Achol chayim asher yachim ish l'Hashem mikol shalom me'odu v'heim listech uzaso Lo yimacher v'lo yigael. You're not allowed to, if you have a cher me kohanim, you give it v'charam to the kohen, right? You're not allowed to be po to them. You have to give it to the kohen. A cherem, this goes to the kohen. I can't be po to them and give them the money instead. I got to give them what I said is cherem, right? Utnan, and the Mishnah said in Erechin, cher me kohanim, ein lehem pidyon, there's no pidyon, elanosim a kohen. You have to give it to the kohen. Right? Alama lo mahani. Why? In other words, if ain lahem pidyon, even with the Evan, you know, I'm not allowed to be poed to them. And if I did poe to them, it doesn't work. It has to go to Kohanim. Who's that a question on? It's a question on Abaye. Why? Alama lo mahani. To you for the Abaye. Abaye says, okay, great, he's not allowed to. But if you did it, you did it. So Amar lach Abaye. Abaye has an answer. Shani Hasim is sipping over there to Amar Achwana. The Pasuk says, Kodesh Kadoshim Hu, Bev Yosu Yeh. It says, the Cherem is Kodesh Kadoshim Yehi Yu. Kodesh Kadoshim Hu. What is the Hu? Is Mashna. It has to be in its state. Right? Bev Yosu Yeh. It has to stay in its state. Therefore, it can't be redeemed. If you try to redeem it, it's not going to work. Okay. So according to Rava, so what do I need the Hu for? Kodesh Kadoshim Hu. Kodesh Kadoshim Hu is teaching me now that it doesn't work even if I violate the Isra. According to Rava, that's the default. So what do I need? Of course it's not going to work. That's the rule. So what do I need is Pasuk to teach me the rule if I already have the rule. So Ula Rava, Hai hu limu'ute b'chor. That's coming to be might the din of a b'chor. Right? That you may not sell a b'chor. This sanya. We have a b'risa. The b'chor nemar, by the b'chor it says, lo sifta. You may not redeem it. Right? You may not redeem it. What's the halacha by b'chor? The din of by b'chor is it has to be hukrav al gav mizbeach. It has to be brought as a korban. If it gets a mum, if you get a mum, you can eat it without pidyon, right? You don't have to give it to a kohen. To get some mum, you can eat it, right? You can eat it, but you cannot be poed to it and deal with it like it's a real chulin animal. You can't shear it. You can't work it. It still has vestiges of the kedusha. That's the halacha by the bachor, right? Because it still has, because even after it gets a mum, it still has the kedusha, right? So the Torah says, but basically the whole thing is that you just can't be poed to it and put its kedusha on coins. You have to treat it as kedusha. You can't be poed it. But nimkar hu, it can be sold. Once you get a mum, you can sell it to other people. And now those people have the iser that they can't treat it inappropriately. Still has the vestiges of kedusha. It can be sold. It just can't be redeemed. There's no padiya when it comes to the bechor, right? The nimkar hu. But meiser, by meiser it says nemar lo yigael. You can't, right? The eno nimkar lo chayv lo shoket lo tam lo bamum. By meiser behem lo, you can't sell it at all, right? You can't sell it at all. So you would have thought that so too a bechor you can't sell. So it comes to the pasuk of who to teach me that only who you can't redeem, you can't sell, but the bechor you can sell. Very, very difficult. All right. Never. The whole idea is that it says lo yigael. Lo yigael is a lashon says by charamim. So you see a gezeira shava from a meiser to charamim that you can't redeem it. You can't sell it. So. By the chor, where it's only pidyon is usher and not mechira, so even a bechor that you typically learn from Gezeirah Shavah for Maisa, nevertheless, you don't learn it over here, because who specifically is by the charamim, which teaches me that charamim are not allowed to be sold, but a bechor can be sold. That's his whole limit over here. A bechor you would think should be compared to the Maisa, which is compared to the charamim. No, it says who, that bechor is not compared to charamim, and therefore you can sell the bechor. That's what it comes to. Abaye says, who's to teach me that it doesn't work if I try to redeem the charamim? According to Rabbah, who's come to teach me that a bechor may be sold? Okay. Next case question. Zahari, and it's weird also. The Gemara goes back and forth between. There's no order. You would think you'd have a list of all the questions on Abaye and all the questions on Rabbah. Gemara goes split back and forth, pulling out different questions. Question on Rabbah. Question on Abaye. Doesn't seem to be any sequence into the questions. Vare Truma, I guess there's a contextual sequence as opposed to talking about each individual. Vare Truma, right? Case of Truma. This is why it's Tamura. This is why it's brought here. This is a major sukkah. Should be brought the first time this issue appeared, you should talk about it. No, it's tucked away in the back of towards the end of the Dapyomi. I think the reason is here because this is where the Mishnah talks about it. Then the question is just brought on the Mishnah. Why is the Mishnah talking about it back here? All right. It does. Vare Tamura, the Amar Rachmana, the Torah says, Lo yachlif lehem v'lo yamir oso. You're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to do Tamura. But what does the Mishnah say? V'tana, lo sh'adam r'shay l'ham, not that you're permitted to do it, el sh'im heimir mumar v'sofik asar v'ayim. And if you did do it, it counts. and you get malchus. But why is it counterpoint to Rava? You're not allowed to do it. It shouldn't work. Alama mahani. To give to the Rava. That should be a question on Rava. So Amalach Rava. Rava's going to answer. Shani Hasam. Tamura is different because it's a pasuk. The Amakra Vahayahu Utumurasu Yekodesh. The Torah specifically says if you do Tamura, then it and animal B become Kodesh, that it's Chal. So there's a Gila HaKasuf. The Torah totally states that it works. But normally it wouldn't work if it's Aser. Okay, now according to Abaye, what do I need? Vahayahu Utumurasu Yekodesh. Of course it works. Why would it not work? The Torah said it's not allowed, so what? So why does it work? Ula Abaye. E lav the Amrachman of Ahayu Tumrasu Yakodesh had I not had this pasuk, Havamina, I would have thought, Tetse Zo Vitikana Zo. What does it mean it would have worked? I would have thought it worked, meaning full fledged worked. You're not allowed to do it, and if this, but you accomplish the switch. So animal A is Chulin and animal B is Kodesh. So I need Ahayahu Tumrasu Kodesh to teach me that yes, it works that animal B is Kodesh, but animal A is still Kodesh. Otherwise, I wouldn't have known that. Right, the Hayahu Tumrasu Kodesh, Havamina Tetzi Zu Vitikanes Zu, Kamash Malan, that both are Kodesh.
It doesn't
really work. That's how you look at it. It does, it sort of works. It works halfway. It can't just be a Knas. It can't be a Knas.
Well,
I'm going to say the whole point is to put the Kedusha on the second animal. That worked.
Because you also, there is no way.
The whole point of using that was that you look at it.
Exactly, that's our point. That's our point.
Because you can never have ruled it for the control.
So let's use the first part where you go to use product A. Use that screw,
No, let's say that. I would say the goal is to give another korban.
Right, so yeah. A, B, B,
no, but let's say I want to give B because B is a better animal.
I became rich. I want to give a better animal.
I want to give a better animal.
It's because you can't approve Kedusha.
What?
You cannot uproot Kedusha ever.
Right. Well, you can. You can be called it. No, you're right. Because if this tree can transfer, you can't uproot.
That's simply as Pigul.
Right.
It's still called it because you can't uproot it.
You can't uproot it. You can ruin it, or you can transfer it. We do not say those words in this area, in this place. Baharei Bechor. Eilechanami, David. Eilechanami. But it doesn't necessarily work exactly the way you're supposed to do. They say it still works. You're right, it's not a full-fledged working. That's the chiddush of the pasuk, according to Abaye.
That's only a 14
example. Now you have another question on Abaye. You have the case of the Bechor. The Amar Rachmana lo sifte. You may not redeem the Bechor. Usnan. And we have a Mishnah that says, in the Kapal, right, any kachin that get a mum, yesh lehen pidyon. They get a mum, you can redeem them. The litrumosehen pidyon. And if the tmuros get a mum, you can redeem. Chutz, mena Bechor in a meiser. Except for Bechor and Meiser, there is no pidyon. Even if they get a mum, you can shech them outside, and they're necho without pidyon. And if you were try to be po to them, the kedusha doesn't transfer from onto the money. So it doesn't work. Why not? Just because you're not allowed to do something, why shouldn't it work according to Abaye? So alma lo mahani to you for the Abaye. That should be a question to Abaye. According to Abaye, it should work. It's violating this, sir. So Amar Lach Abaye, Abaye is an answer. Shani Hasam, it's different over there when it comes to Bechor. To Amar Kra, the pasuk says, it says Lo Sifte Kodesh Haim. Haim again is another one of those words. Let's say it keeps its status. They have Yosan Yu. It always maintains its kedusha. Meaning it can never be nifte. It can't be redeemed. So Lurava Ha Haim Lamali. What do I need Haim for? Of course, when I need Haim teaches me that it can't be redeemed. Well, they don't can't be redeemed. We're not allowed to redeem it, so of course it can't be redeemed. So Lurava Ha Haim Lamali. So he says. Hain craven, the ain tumurasan craven. I learn from Hain to mean that if I have a Bechor, right? If I have a Bechor and I try to do tumura, it doesn't work. The second animal does not get Kedusha Samizbeach. There's only Hain craven, the low tumurasan craven. Okay, so where does Abaye learn that? Ula Abaye, Haisvar Minale, how do I know that? He says, because the Pasuk says, right, Ach Bechor Shor, Shayukal Hashem, Im Shor, Im Seh, La Hashem, Hu. Who carved ancient muscle craver? It says who in a different pasuk. I learned it from there. It gets carved and it's smur is not carved. So why does Rava have to learn it from Hain? He can learn it from who? So the Gemara answers Rava ain't a chanami. You're right. Teme hu kra. I learned it out from the same place for Abaye. So now what? Now going back to it. So what did I learn Hain for? Hain Abaye learned out to teach me that the patiya doesn't work. Right? Abaye Rava doesn't need to teach me that pidyon doesn't work because you're not allowed to. So what does Hain teach me? Ela Hain lamali. Limit al bechor u meiser shenis arev daman bedam, that if they mixed up, the bloods got mixed up. since Arav Damam Bekol HaOlin, right, if their blood get mixed up with anything else that goes on the Mizbeach, she could crave them Lagam Mizbeach. You can still put them on the Mizbeach. You can still throw the mixed up blood. You can still throw it on, and you can eat the meat. It still accomplishes anything. From the word haim, it's mashal. They always stay as is. The blood's going to always stay is as is, even if the blood gets mixed up, even if another set of blood is more than this blood. So the Gemara says, "Rabaye hasar min ole." How does he know this? That the blood of one ola is not mevatel the blood of another ola. Ola meaning lowercase ayin, not the carbon ola, but sometimes ola on the mizbeach. Right, Rabaye hasar min ole. He says, well, we learned it from many times from the pasuk when it comes to Yom Kippurim. He says, "V'lokach midam apar umidam hasar." You take it from the blood of the cow and the blood of the sire, and then you put it on the carnos on the mizbeach. Now, after the Kohen Gadol, he sprinkles from the Dama Par and the Dama Sar, they're all mixed together. Yet the Torah calls it Dama Par, Dama Sar, even though there's much more blood in the Dam in the Dama Par. Nevertheless, the Dama Sar maintains its individual identity, and it's called Dama Sar. You see from here that blood is not Mevatel the other blood. This is where Rabbi Yehuda learns out the whole concept of Mimbimino and Abata. Right, Velokam Dama Par, Dama Sar, Velo Dama Par, Meruba Mishal Sar, Mikan, Le Olin, Sheim, Mevatel, Zemise. You see here that blood of Karbanos is not Mevatel each other. Kasanya, because you learn in a Braisa, Velokam Dama Par, Dama Sar, Sheyu, Mirurabim. They have to be mixed. Divere of Oshia. Those are words of Oshia. They have to be mixed. Okay, so according to Rava, so why does Rava not learn it from here? Why does Rava learn it from Haim? Why can't he learn it out from the mixture of the blood on Yom Kippur? The Rava, he says, no, Hasam, Mizebit Neyasam, No, he says that it says called Dama Par Dama Sar here is because he sprinkles separately the Dama Par and Dama Sar. They're not mixed together. He doesn't hold like Rav Oshia. He holds like Rav Yonasan, who's holding like Rav Yonasan, who says that they don't mix these two bloods together. So if these two bloods are not mixed together, that can't be the place where I learn that Dam is not mevatel each other, because there's no bitter without a mixture. There's no mixture. So therefore, he has to learn it out from Haim. Next question. The Harei Meiser. I have Meiser Behemoth, right? The tenth animal. The Amar Rachmana Lo Yigael. Right? The Torah says, you may not redeem it. Utnan, right? It says, all same mission we just read. All Kachim, Yeshlan Pidjon, Ulitrumosehen. They all have Pidjon, Tetrum, Kosh, Bechor, Meiser, that they don't have Pidjon. They don't have, these Bechor does not have Pidjon. Alama, you see, Alma, why shouldn't it work? Alma Lo Mahani. See here that even if you try to do it, it doesn't work. There is no Padilla. According to Abaye, it should be Usr, but if you do it, it works. So it's to you to the Abaye. It's another question of the Abaye because he says e avid mahani. Again, you're not allowed to be poda the meiser animal. If you did do it, according to Abaye, it should work. The Torah says it doesn't work. Why not? Question on Abaye. So Amr Lach, Abaye's going to answer you. Shani Hasam the Yolif, he has Xer Shava Avara Avara mi Bechor. Both by the Bechor, which we just had the limud, because Abaye said it said Haim, they have Yosin in you. Well, that's compared to Xer Shava to Meiser, right? Because it says by Meiser, it says Kol Asher Ya'avor Tachas Hashevet, and by the Bechor it says V'ha'avarta Kol Peterechem. So therefore, just like a Bechor doesn't have Pidgeon because it says Haim, so too by the Meiser doesn't have Pidgeon because there's the same din as the Bechor, which says Haim. Okay, so now, the Hare, they don't ask now, what does Rava do? Because there's no Pasuk here. Because of Zer Shavah, Rava maybe just doesn't have a Zer Shavah because it doesn't have the first din to begin with. Okay, because he learns Haim for something else. The Hare, what about the following case? This is a case that we saw yesterday. Hamakim truma libikurim. Someone has mafrish his truma to the bikurim. She said, you're not allowed to do. You have to do the bikurim first. The amrachmana, mileyascha v'dimacha lo sa'acher. You have to do it in the right order. Utnan, yeah, we say in the Mishnah in Terumos, hamakim, if you're makim truma to the bikurim, af al pi shehu be'issa lo sa'aseh, maisha asa asa. Even though you violate a law, it's still good. Well, that's a question for on Rafa. Why is it good? You violated an issa. Right? Why is it good? So Amalach Rabba, Rabba's going to answer, Shani Hasam, it's different over there, the Amakra, the Pasuk says, Mikol Matnosechem Tarimu as Kol Trumas Hashem. From the word Kol, Rashi says, it comes to include that even if the Truma was hooked on before the Bikurim, it's Chal B'dieved. You're right, in Echanami normally doesn't work. Here the Torah says it does work. So it works. Okay, so Lubaye, what do I need this for then? What do I need this Xeris of Kassim? I don't need this Xeris of Kassim. Of course it's going to work. Just because I violate this, it doesn't mean it doesn't work. It should work. So what's this Pasuk come to teach us? So Ulavaye, mi boile, I need it, ki da amrli Rav Papa Ulavaye. I need it for the same reason like Rav Papa says for the conversation that Rav Papa has with Abaye. The conversation that Rav Papa has with Abaye is based on the Gemara in Beitza and Daf Yud Gimel. Gemara in Beitza, Daf Gimel says that normally there's an order. There's an order when you give with the matanos. First you have to take off truma. You have to take off truma, and then you give that to the kohen. Then you give the meiser to the Levi, and Levi takes off his truma and has to go to the kohen. Okay, so what happens if the Levi takes his meiser before you took off truma? So he's now potter from giving truma. If he jumped the boat, if he jumps the gun, he doesn't no longer has to give truma to the kohen. But that only applies, right? That only applies if he took off truma when it was sort of still in the sheep, when it was still back in the field. But it doesn't apply if it's already smoothed out in the creek. So that's so that's where it comes in and comes with Papa mid-conversation. Elamayata, if you make the drasha that you're not mafresh truma gedola in this case when the ma'aser rishon was taken first, I feel with the decree. So even if it was already put in the decree, it's already in the bundles, and the Levi takes it, you shouldn't have to give the truma gedola. Why here does that did not apply? So right, al filo hikdimu decree nami niftar. So Amale, Abai says back to Rav Papa, Alecha Amakra. The pasuk says mikol mat nosechem tarimo as shumas Hashem. That even in ma'aser rishon, you have to be mafresh the truma in this instance if it's in the decree. So Gemara says, so why? Why do you say that? Umari isa larabos es hakri. Why is it that if the Ma'aser Rishon was taken before the Truma, when the produce is in the Kri, when it's in the bundles, there you still have to give a Truma Gedola, but if it's in the Shivolin, when it's still back early in the process, you wouldn't have to pay Truma Gedola. So he says, Marbani es ha Kri, I say that you still have to give the Truma, if you take the Ma'aser Rishon first from the Kri, Sheyesh no Miklal Digun, because I guess that's already called wheat, that's called Digun now, advertises it. Because it's already in the bundles, right? Because it's not even chayiv in truma yet. It's too early in the process to be chayiv. So if you take it then, I got rid of the truma obligation. If I take it within the kree, I said, well, the bottom line is, a bayi from this has something else to learn from this pasuk. Okay. Next question. Vahare almana lekohen gadol. Right, the kohen gadol is not a marrying almana. What if the kohen gadol marries an almana? The Rachmana Amar, the Torah says, Almana Ugrusha Bechalola Zona Es Eila Lo Yika. He may not take. Utnan, and we learn in the Mishnah and Kiddushin, Kol Makom, any place where a man has relations with a woman, Sheyish Kiddushin, that there is Kiddushin, where Kiddushin would be Chal, Vyesh Avera, and there would be Avera, Havlad Holech Achar HaPogom. The Vlad goes against the Pogom. What does that mean, what the Rashi says? Right, after a pogum, it's like the fifth to last line. After a pogum, the have chal amo mahani midiktani yish kiddushim dilo mahani l'tafsi kiddushim. He says the Mishnah says there b'chol makom yish kiddushim. If there's kiddushim, the vlad gets the pogam. If he's a chal, well, it means there's kiddushim here. Why is there kiddushim? He violated an iser. Question on Rav. Why is there kiddushim? Right, if one of them is puzzle, the vlad gets the same soul. Right, so where, and the Mishnah explains.
Yeah, but
the Mishnah explains there.
But in the Mamzer, there is no Kiddushin. The Kiddushin doesn't have, but it's still, there's a Pagam.
What do you mean, the Mamzer?
If somebody marries his sister.
Right. So, why is it Chal there? I don't know. That's a good, why is it Chal by, don't marry his sister. You can't marry your sister, but a Kohen Gadol can marry. Maybe it talks about the Isser. Maybe the punishment has something to do with it. Maybe an Erba can't be Chal, but this isn't an Isser Erba. It's an Isser Lav. Maybe the difference with that. Now you see over here that there is Kiddushin. The Kiddushin is Chal. Because the Mishnah there explicates. Why isn't that Kiddushin? If I divorce her, I have to give her a get. I have to divorce her. It's Kiddushin's Chal. If somebody else has be with her, they're Chayef for Eish Yisich. Kiddushin's Chal. It puts a Pagan. Right? So the Mishnah there says, the Ezeb Bia that the Mishnah is talking about, they talk about Kohen Gadol, it's Bar Almana, that's Asher to him. And if they're Makdish, the Kiddushin is Chal, but the blood is a Chal. So you see there that the Kedusha Kohen what? He's also a fellow. He also is possible now.
He can't do a
holder? No.
I don't think so. No.
I thought he can. Exactly. That's the kid.
No. He also becomes a holder. If a Kohen marries a Grusha, he cannot do it.
No. You cannot become a holder during your life if you're born a holder.
Exactly.
You
have
to be a
holder. A Kohen to marry a Grusha, no. Is he allowed to do it? No.
That I don't know. Is that a holder?
No, a Kohen Gadol who marries a Grusha can no longer be the Kohen Gadol.
Right, because that's the Chol.
No, because he's violating Isser.
Exactly.
Meaning, if he remarries somebody else who's mutter to him, that kid will not have a chalal status.
He could lose his chalal status, but the kid can't.
You mean right. a second one?
True. Okay. Yeah. Let's say he divorces her and then marries
the kid.
Right. Okay. Bottom line is over here. You see from here. Let's finish this question. You see from here that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an almana. Not allowed to marry. But if he did, it's chal. So it's a question. It's a question on Rava. So Shani Hacha the Amakra v'lo yichalel zaro. It Pasuk says almana ugrusha right v'chalel zonah es leil lo yuka v'lo yichalel zaro. So mashma that he has zera. So it's a gzeir sakasa. Here it's proved that the grusha it's topis. The Pasuk says it's topis. V'lo yichalel zaro. I guess because if it wasn't good, then the guest of lie would be a mamzer. Okay. So ulabaye. So according to Abaye,
why does he
not? He's not.
No, but
why would you think that it was?
Because if you buy, because if you go, if you have bia with a woman that's usher to you, you would. So ulu abaye, ulu abaye. Right, ulu abaye. Name. Why do I need it? Name a kral lo yachel bilam. The yalu yachalel with one lamed. My lo yachalel. What's lo yachalel with two lameds? So echad lo, the echad lo. To teach us that the two lamed say that echad lo that the blood is mechalal kahuna. And the echad law, the almana, to teach us now that if an almana marries a kohen gadol, not only is she usher for the kohen gadol, now she'll be usher even for a regular kohen. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and we'll pick up with more questions tomorrow. Today's shiur was sponsored by the Shimon family, the Zeicha Nishmas, Chaya Blimu Bas Mordechai. We should have an aliyah.